But what he was thinking, what he had been thinking all along, through all of her explanations and enthusiasm, was that none of this had really answered his question. None of it really told him. Why? He shook himself suddenly, angrily. Why should it, damn it? Why this time instead of any other time? What was the matter with him? The why of it made no more difference than the insanity. This was Banshee. He shook himself again. Banshee, remember it.
Felix, is there something wrong?
He looked at her. No. She wasn't satisfied.
Something on your mind?
What do you mean?
Is there something about all of this you don't like? If there is, tell me. I really want to hear your opinion.
Why? She turned away from him. She seemed embarrassed.
I saw what you did with that ant.
She turned back to him quickly.
Oh, just the last part of it. You were free before we had a chance to do anything, really.
He shrugged. I believe you.
Do you really?
He stared at her. Of course.
Good. I'm glad. Because, well...
He didn't want to hear this. He didn't want to hear any of it. He said something about her being expected inside.
Oh,
she said, rebuffed.
Right.
And the two of them continued onto the bunker in silence. Felix was grateful for the silence. It was not that he feared her confessing no combat experience, for he knew that already, and he knew what to say upon hearing it. And if she went further, if she told him she was nervous and uncertain, he would know what to say. Even if she went so far as to tell him outright how scared she was, he could handle it. He had heard it before, from many others. He knew the noncommittal mouthings that were required from him in reply, and he could give them to her as easily as he had given them to everyone else. But if she went further still, if she took that next step, he was lost. If she asked him to help her... He hated it when they asked him that. He hated it because he always said he would. What else could he tell them? What else was there to do but say, "Yes, I'll help you"? What else was there to do but lie? For this was Banshee, and the ants were coming for them as they always came, and there would be too many, as there always were, and they would come so quickly, too quickly. It would all happen too damn fast for anyone to help anyone else, or even think of anything but the horror of it, and the desperate, all-consuming need to escape it. And even if someone wanted to help her, wanted her safety so much that he would turn his back on the rampaging slaughter, would open himself to it for her sake, even if someone cared that much, even if he cared that much, even if he did. The engine did not. Schoen stopped just before they reached the crowd and stuck out her hand.
My name's Canada, by the way. Since we're going to be spending a lot of time together, we might as well introduce ourselves. Canada Schoen.
He took her armored hand in his. Felix.
Just Felix? She asked. No other name?
Not anymore, he thought, but said only, just Felix.
Oh,
she said, still gripping his hand as though she wanted to say something else but didn't know what.
Oh,
she said again, dropping his hand a moment later. Felix said nothing either, though he knew what he wanted to say, knew damned well. I can't help you, he wanted to say, but he didn't. He never did.